I'm John Batser. This is the new John Batser Show with Conrad Black. Lord Black writing most recently at The American Greatness about Joe Biden, the new president of the United States, who is a veteran, and his veteran status earns him this praise by Conrad Black. Joe Biden likes America. He loves America. He celebrates America. And, Conrad, that's the first thing that's important to say about Joe Biden. I understand he has policies that are borrowed, but it's clear when he talks about Americana that he's enjoyed it all the decades of his time in Washington.
Yeah, I want to be very careful how I say this because I'm speaking to people I don't know personally. But my impression is that President Biden is an unambiguous American patriot. I disagree in policy terms of 90% of what he does, but that's neither here nor there. I think he's a patriotic American. And I'm very relieved and grateful that he is. I have to say, and I don't want to get into the complexities of this, which are too obvious to dwell upon, but I never had the same comfort level about the attitude of the Obamas. I always felt there's a certain ambiguity in their view of America for obviously comprehensible reasons to do with race. But I never knew the extent of it, and I never met either of them, so I can't speak much about it. But that was the impression I got. Here, at least we have a president who loves America and believes in America unconditionally. And that is a good thing, because a leader of a country with a guilt complex is capable of doing terrible things to that country. Now, with that said, I think the policies that this administration has engaged in so far are, for the most part, insane, and they're not going to work. But I don't think the reason is a malevolence. You remember there was a lot of argument, and Marco Rubio was a famous case of it, that Obama was deliberately damaging the U.S. Now, I don't believe that. I don't think he was doing that. But I think he had ideas about how the U.S. should be changed that I myself, if I were an American, would not agree with. And as a pro-American person, I don't agree with it. And I don't think that anyone will say that about Joe Biden. They'll say, he makes mistakes. He certainly does. But we all do. But he does his full share for the positions he's held. But the mistake that he's making is not one based on any ambiguity of his affection and ingrained faith in and loyalty to his country, in my opinion.
Is he normalcy? Is that what why he was elected by the American people, to be normal?
Well, one, to be normal, to bring the temperature down, just calm things down, and I think he's done that. I mean, he's a very laid-back guy. I was a Trump supporter, and I still am, and I'm make no apology for that. I think he was a damn good president, but he was exhausting. He exhausted even his supporters. He was in your face all day and all night with the tweets, and the country just got tired of that. So I think that's one thing that has been successful. The atmosphere is coming down, but part of it is going to be very damaging to the Democrats. All they've had for the last 5 years is Trump hate. And by the way, Biden has played his role in that. Some of the stances he's taken opposite Trump were just scandalous, that Trump would lie about a vaccine, he'd produce a vaccine that didn't work, that kind of thing. I mean, that's just one example. But all, you can't live on Trump hate if Trump isn't there anymore. And I think Trump has an excellent position now. All he has to do is give one speech a month, and it'll get massive coverage because of who he is. And he will be, as we've discussed in previous times we've been on the radio together, John, he'll be a kind of leader of the opposition. And the U.S. hasn't had a leader of the opposition since Jackson's time. Between elections, there is no leader of the opposition. And there will be now. And the Democrats are going to make an awful lot of mistakes. They'll get done what they can between now and next November of next year. But they're not off to a good start. I mean, this thing on the southern border is just
unbelievable. I want to try a formula on you, Conrad, from your essay. Donald Trump was exciting, yes, and disruptive, often advancing policies that the country said we're not ready for that. Whereas Joe Biden is normal and his followers are disruptive, advancing policies that the country says we're not ready for. And HR1 would be an example. So we traded an exciting, disruptive president for an exciting, disruptive administration. Does that sound like a right formula?
Well, I think there are elements of truth in that, yes. But bear in mind that the exciting administration is a coalition of interests that are each other's throats. I mean, you have the leaders of organized labor, traditional Democratic supporters, up in arms over shutting down the Keystone Pipeline on day one, most of the work on offshore drilling is not unionized, but in general, union leaders don't like the creation of unemployment, and they don't like a jackass like John Kerry saying, well, never mind that, just go and let them get unionized jobs making solar panels. I mean, that's all very nice for a guy who married a billionaire's widow to say, but it's not what your average working American likes to hear. And so, you have the traditional old sort of Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, Johnson, George Meany type of patriotic working class American, but you have these radical, virtual urban guerrillas in the extremes of Black Lives Matter and so on, who are threatening to burn America down if they don't get everything they want. I mean, it's a very disparate group that Biden is at the head of, and he's not a magician like a Roosevelt or an LBJ who can get everybody to work together. He's not a strong man like they were.
But it there's a sense here that Biden is not in communication with his own administration. I'm puzzled about that.
It's an open question, I think. I mean, it's hard to tell from the breezy way he talks. It's very difficult to get a comfort level that he has really got his fingers on all the levers.
The Keystone XL, you mentioned HR1, the dramatic way that the federal government wants to take over state elections that are by the Constitution, run locally, not from the national center. And then the border crisis right now. Mr. Biden does not appear to have a remedy to something that he's going to be blamed for, whether he did it or not.
And the remedy was there. He had the remedy when he came in. But all he had to do was engage in a bit of window dressing, but not fiddle with it too much. Instead, he just bought a line, threw open the borders, and a moron with an IQ in single figures could predict what would happen, and that's what's happening. Now, he's still got a docile media that will cover for him, but if he doesn't do a 180-degree turn, claim that he's doing exactly what he said, even though he isn't, and just put a change of names on it, but get back to a border that does, in fact, monitor who comes in. If he doesn't do that, and he's only got about 2 or 3 weeks to do it, this is going to blow up very seriously in his face.
And does he know that, Conrad? Can we tell? Because he's making remarks that suggest he thinks it's an adjustment period, not a crisis.
Yeah, I'm not qualified to say. I mean, Mayorkas, the cabinet secretary involved, is an experienced man, and he seems to be cool-headed. But what's he doing? I mean, you're bringing in a few FEMA people, and it's nonsense. I mean, they've got to take radical action.
97,000. Detained in February, 97,000 detained in February for crossing the border illegally, and that number is going to climb. So Mr. Biden has a test coming for his normalcy and for his loving America. Conrad Black, writing at American Greatness about the patriot, Joe Biden, and the quandary he's in right now. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.